Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtags and Habits podcast. My name is Danny White. And just like last week, in this episode, we are continuing with a part two of a webinar that I did early last year. If you did not get a chance to listen to last week's episode, I'd suggest pausing this, going back and listening to that episode before diving into this one, as it is a continuation. In this episode, we are going to uncover the personal challenges and societal obstacles that often prevent us from showcasing our talents and sharing our business ideas through content. In this episode, we'll dive into the meat of the strategy, exploring the 3 C's framework that has propelled countless brands to success. If you're serious about taking your content to the next level and truly engaging with your ideal clients, you're in the perfect spot this week. So let's dive in and discover how to make your content work smarter, not harder, for your brand.
Oh, yes, Bridget, you have your hand up.
Yes, I was just going to kind of piggyback off of what Kayla was sharing. And I think, like, for myself, so vision is that's my messaging. And the problem that I solve is the gap of the vision clarity. So oftentimes we have visions, but we have to get to fulfillment of the vision, from vision to reality. And so my whole messaging is vision management, because it has to be managed. If you don't manage it, you don't get to fulfillment. And so I think a part of how we, show up for our ideal clients, and I'm just going to use Kayla as an example. So you're your bubbly self, but there is a particular, a particular amount of content that will be high level summary of what it is that you solve, because everybody can use debt, you know, cancellation. So if you think about it from that perspective, then you establish some content around that that also flows with, you know, who you are as an individual. You show up as your authentic self and you talk about what it is that you do to resolve debt cancellation. So that may be a few products that goes with that. That may be a tagline that goes with that. Most in general, just like you did your pitch, you know. So mine is from, you know, revelation to manifestation, from vision to reality. And I help you with all of those things in the middle. So there's something about what I say that captures people's attention in the event that they're in that space. They have a vision, they're not clear about it, but they want to get to fulfillment. Well, they're going to want to know, well, what is it that you do? How do you help me do that? So there may be a particular, content creating that you can do that goes along with whatever those products are that captures the person's attention. You do that in your natural, authentic, you know, conversation. So that's just a sharing from my perspective.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And don't feel pressure. If you want to turn your camera off, it is fine. I know you're here. I know you're here. It's fine.
Hey, Danny.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love the dialogue. The information has been incredible. One of the things I just took away from that content and showing up as your authentic self is the thought that we're not a monolithic people. And even me as a person, there's a lot of facets to who I am. I'm happy-go-lucky. I enjoy life. I'm a free spirit. If I get to talking about Jesus, you might see another side of me that's very dialed in and serious. I'm a very compassionate person. Yep. And I think because the best thing that you can do is be authentic. And you can still be your authentic self no matter what space you find yourself in. It's just which part of yourself you want to reveal in that moment to maximize the opportunity that you have.
Yes, I agree with that. You can be your authentic self in any environment, and you should be. You should never feel like you have to be a completely different person. Now, do you have to show up as someone different? Yes, but you're still the same person. I agree. We have duality within us, right? We can show up, and we have to show up differently every day. We might have to show up as the parent, and then we have to show up as the CEO, and then we have to show up as the director. And we have different roles and titles that we have to play throughout the day. So we are used to switching into these different roles and titles. It's just a matter of, okay, how do we do that with our clients? And I feel like sometimes when it comes to client, building a business and getting clients that are our own, we feel like we have to be one thing or do one thing or show up as one thing. And we don't. We do have to show up authentically, yes, but we don't have to show up as the same exact person. Very cool. Okay. Let me check the chat, make sure there's no other questions. Any other questions on this aspect? Nope. Okay. All right. We're going to move to the next slide. Consumer. This is the second phase of our framework that we go through. Who you are and what you say, which is what we define in the first phrase, is important. But who you say it to is equally as important, right? And this goes back to that, okay, different buyer personas, different ideal client profiles, things like that. So in this phase, we define who your target audience or your ideal client is. What group of people will you target with your brand messaging, problem to solution, service, or product and content? The group of people you identify as your ideal client will have some things in common, like interests, behaviors, common questions or problems, common expectations, and they might consume the same type of content, hang out in the same groups and on the same platforms. You define your target audience by taking into consideration all of those factors, along with demographics, geographics, psychographics, and firmographics. You can also further define your audience by drilling down into, okay, common expectations that they would have or common assumptions they might have about what you provide. You can also look analytically at, okay, what devices is my ideal client viewing my content on? What do they know about my brand and what they do they not know about my brand? Where are the gaps in their line of questioning, their line of expectation? Where are the gaps and am I able to fill them? Many times, we don't have all of these details when we first begin, and that's perfectly fine. Our ideal client most often starts with a problem that we faced, right? Because that's in a lot of ways why we have built our business, because it's a problem that we have faced, right? And the problem we face, and we have decided that we're going to create a solution for it and turn it into a business. But then that solution has to be continuously refined and clarified. And while we're doing that, we also need to keep looking at our ideal client profile and how they are changing in their lives, right? So let's say that you're in event planning. Your business is an event planning business. You might be asking yourself, okay, who are my ideal clients? Yes, a bunch of people, a bunch of organizations have events all the time. But who are the people that I want to serve? And depending on the services you offer, your client might be soon to be newlywed couples. Your client might be soon to be new parents. You might choose not to do the weddings and the baby showers, and instead you want to cater to milestone birthday parties, conferences and trade shows, concerts, or even faith-focused events. Still further, you might be more into planning destination getaways or island retreats or things like that. Defining your audience in this phase is crucially important. So all these audiences that I've just described in the event planning business, they're highly plausible, right? Yes, you can serve all of them as an event planning business. But knowing exactly which audience is the best for you and your business and which do you prefer to serve can be found by taking that deep dive into your ideal client profile. So as we see on the screen, here are some questions that we ask at this stage, the second stage of the content strategy journey. One is the obvious. Who is my ideal client, right? Who are the people that I want to serve the most with my business? Who am I passionate about? What group of people, what audience am I passionate about? Number two, how do I define my target audience? Where do they live? What work do they do? What interests do they have? What questions do they have? What common problems do they have? Number three, how can I test that my ideal client is actually my ideal client? So let's go back to our event planning example. Let's say that maybe you started out doing weddings, but you don't really enjoy doing weddings because the brides are bridezillas and they have too many demands and it's too many people and they don't pay you enough because your rates are too low and you just hate it. That might not be your ideal client. Maybe your ideal client is the island getaway, the retreat type client, where they just have 10 people and they're able to, you have those 10 people and you have the one person that you're working with, they have a destination event and you get to go to all of these events outside of the US or outside of your ideal country that's what you enjoy most. These are the questions that we ask at this stage. So I'm gonna pause here. Any questions about the consumer? No. All right. So we're going to move to the second. Next slide. Okay. Communication. This is the final phase. This is where everything in content, everything in the consumer really comes together. This is where you bring all of that together, who you are, who your ideal audience is, and you put it into this concrete plan that will allow you to communicate how awesome you are, and the value that you bring to this audience, the value that you bring to this group of people who need what you want. Okay. To be clear here, you do not have to post. This is just a caveat that a lot of people ask me about. You do not have to post any part of your personal life or your family or anything that you absolutely do not want to post in your content. This is a major caveat, and you need to know this, right? If you don't want to post your kids 3 times a week, please don't. If you don't want to post that you're on vacation, please don't. And don't feel obligated because you see this type of content in your feed all of the time, and you feel like this is what it's going to take to be successful. It is not. It goes back to the authenticity piece. If you things you don't want to say, things you don't want to post, things you don't want people to know about, don't feel obligated to post it. Whatever you post should be wholeheartedly you, and it should resonate with the people you're passionate about serving. In this phase of communication, this is where copy and creative are developed according to the strategy that is crafted for your business. This could be on any platform, using any content format with any call to action. The right creative aligned to the right copy is the variable of success for your content. At a high level, your content strategy should include the plan by which you will use content in any capacity to achieve your business goals. So you might be thinking, okay, this is a lot for me to just write some copy on my Facebook page. And you are right. If you do the first two phases of the framework, as we have discussed earlier, more than half of these questions will be answered for you by the time you get ready to create and publish. I want to skip, I believe this is where we... Yeah. Okay. I want to skip. We're going to come back to the communication questions, but I want to add this slide in here where we're talking about the communication and the part of your content strategy. So when you get to this third phase of your content strategy, and when you're creating the strategy for communicating your message through content, you should be able to answer these questions at this stage. Who will be consuming the content? Ideal client, right? What problems will be solved? You've identified the problem that your client has and you have a solution to it. What are my differentiators? This is how you stand out from your competitors, stand out in the marketplace. What content formats will be created? Okay, content formats should be aligned to your ideal client. So let's say that you might be seeing everybody on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. If your ideal client does not exist on TikTok, it's pretty clear that you don't need to spend time there. What content formats will be created? That's where you define, okay, these are the content formats that I'm going to create for my business. What platforms or channels will be published on? Does it need to be every platform that exists or just a few? When will this content be done? This answers the question of timeline. You have to set timelines in order to achieve goals, right? How often will this content be distributed? Was it once a week? Is it twice a week? Is it bi-monthly? Is it bi-weekly? Is it annually? Is it 5 days a week? When will it be done? Who is responsible for managing the publishing and distribution? Is it you? Is it your 18-year-old child? Is it an assistant? Is it a virtual assistant? Who is going to help you do this process, right? Then finally, the final question that should be answered is, how will this content be measured? Are you going to look at the analytics? to improve your future content creation. Every platform, every social platform gives you some measure of analytics to your content. If you're writing on your blog, Google Analytics has a tag. Create a Google Analytics account. It's free, by the way. You don't have to pay for it. Get a tag, put it onto your website, whatever your website is built on, and log into that analytics platform every week, every month, whatever you the timeline you set to do that. Okay, I want to go back to the other slide and talk about the questions. So in this phase, you would have answered everything related to the content strategy that we've just talked about in the following slide, and then you'll be able to answer these questions. What type of content are you currently creating? If you're not really creating content, what type of content do you think you should be creating? It can be long form, short form, social, blogs, webinars, videos, go lives, reels. It can be any type of content. What content do you think would resonate best with your audience? Number two, what platforms are most aligned to your content? And then three would be the questions that we just went over, the 9 bullet points, as it relates to your content strategy. If you can answer every single question in the content strategy, in that content strategy slide, you would be well on your way to having a content plan, a content strategy, and a timeline for creation. I'm going to stop here because this wraps up the framework part of our webinar here. Do we have any questions?
Danny.
Yes, ma'am. Who's speaking? I'm sorry, I can't see all of you in this.
It's room. Okay. This is Sheila.
Hi, I'm Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Is there another way to go back and get all this information? I know we're taking notes. Are we going to have to wait on the book that's coming out or?
No. Okay, so I know that all of our marketing material said that we will not be sending replays. I know we said that at the beginning of this presentation. I'm going to bypass all of that. I'm going to send this presentation in a PDF download, and I'm going to send the replay of this recording out in an email to everyone that has attended. So you'll be able to go back and listen to it. Jelaine is like, I knew you were going to do it. You can go back and listen to it. You can go back through the presentation if you want. And then I believe this is going to be in the next, but can we go to the next slide? Okay, well, we have testimonials next. But at the end, I'm going to put a link in the chat if anybody wants to book a consultation with me so we can talk further about your business. I'm going to put that in the chat. So, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Someone just raised, Jennifer, you raised your hand.
Yes. How are you? Thank you. Great presentation.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So my situation is, I just do not enjoy social media, nothing about it. I am a people person, so I prefer in-person contact. I prefer phone contact. And then I'm also at a point where I'm segueing my business. I have an award-winning natural skincare and candle company, but during the pandemic, I had to pivot and shift and go into as well promotional products. Mm-hmm. So whether it's your traditional products, hats, shirts, pens, anything you could put a logo on, as well as customized unique gifts or private labeling my skincare. So mm-hmm. I don't want to like cross the messaging, mix the messaging. It's already a lot trying to maintain one website and one set of social media, let alone trying to have now several on the forefront, as well as not just B2C and B2B, but I'm also MWBE certified. So going after those government contracts. So it's a lot for a solopreneur. So I want to know your thoughts on that. Some guidance.
Okay. So is your question more so around being able to create content for both aspects of your brand?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you a qualifying question. Are both aspects of your brand separate companies, or are they kind of on the same website, same brand, and you're just marketing them differently?
No, two different websites. Still kept the Sacred Seeds name just because it has some recognition. So one is Sacred Seeds, and that's the skincare, and then the other one, I think I'm just going to call it Sacred Seeds promo, just to kind of differentiate the two.
Got it. Which one do you feel most passionate about right now?
So I'm passionate about this skincare, and I love that. However, the realistic part, and people in this type of recession, in this type of economy, although we know these type of products are a necessity, people look at it as a luxury, not something that they really need to have. Well, you got food, clothing, and shelter that you have to take care of. But as far as the promo products, that's what's now paying the bills, because companies always need ways to promote themselves, or to have giveaways, or to have something to send out to clients, or baskets or things. So that has really, when I have to look at it from an analytical perspective and a financial perspective, I am really focusing more on building that. I'm able to then sometimes do like the soaps as giveaways, or do pamper kits as giveaways for companies, so that I don't completely get away from the natural skincare aspect. But yes, I have to, this is where the business is, and I have to go where that is dictating.
Got it. So that's what I would definitely su suggest. Obviously, you're passionate about both, but one of them is paying the bills more than the other. So I would say to put your content efforts into your promotional business. You put 80% of your content efforts there, and then reserve 20% of your content efforts for your skincare line. I wouldn't say that skincare is not a necessity. It is. But when people are deciding between paying the rent every month and buying skincare, rent is going to top that out, right? So I think and you're also targeting two different markets. You're targeting organizations with your promotions, and then you're targeting individuals with the skincare line. So obviously, individual pockets are much smaller than organizational pockets, right? So I would say put 80% of your content creation skills into your promo business to continue growing that, because that is what is paying the bills. But don't neglect putting at least one or two posts a week up into your skincare business, because you can be building a bottom line audience in your skincare business while your promotional business is still taking off.
Okay, and I have been pretty much ignoring social media. And then I forgot there's a third business. I'm now a certified vendor for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So that's like another aspect. And so that's now Sacred Seeds 1913, to again keep the Sacred Seeds name, but that's a whole different audience, because that is just for members of the sorority to buy promotional branded items, whether I purchase them or create them.
Got you. So can you also market to your sor the sorority that you're targeting under your promo business that is already created?
Yes, for
Okay.
some things. Yeah.
Okay. And are you a solopreneur, or do you have like an assistant or a couple of team members helping you?
So I'm a solopreneur, but I am kind of now partnering with someone for the Sacred Seeds 1913 and the promo products, because it was just too much. So there's at least some help with that.
Okay, gotcha. Then that's good. So I think, again, focusing on your promotional business 80% of the time, obviously you want to keep growing that. I think your sorority business, because it is in line with the promotions, you can target your sorority with your same promotional business. Maybe have your new business name under that promotional business when you're sending it out to sororities. But definitely most of your time should be spent with your promo business, and then leave a little bit of time. It doesn't have to be a lot for your skincare business each week, so that by the time while you're still building this one, the other business is still slowly gaining ground. You don't want to completely leave it entirely, like not do anything with it. And when you do go back to skin care, you want to have an audience that was slowly being built up. So when you do come back and you're doing it full steam, they already know who you are.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, any more questions? All right, so we are going to move on to our next slide. So some testimonials. I've had the privilege to working with a good number of clients over the years and have garnered some testimonials. And you might be asking right now, how do I know this content framework actually is going to work for me? I'm glad you've asked this question. I've used the same framework successfully in my own business. This is the framework that I use in my own business. And for my clients over the past several years. And this slide and the next slide are two testimonials of clients that I've worked for. Brian here is part of a B2B technology SaaS company, which is a product-based technology company. And he leads the marketing department there. He came to us to help them strategize content ideas around their product offering and find ways to distribute that content to a specific audience of buyers. We walked him and his team through some of this framework, and I briefly described earlier in this presentation. And we came up with a full strategy that included email marketing, website content, lead generation assets. You know, you fill out those forms and you get a download on the back end. Those type of assets and social media content. His company's social media following has grown by 12% since working with him, following this simple three-step framework. Here we have Emily. Emily is a small business. She works with a window washing company that was founded in the Midwest and recently moved to the East Coast. They were deeply in need of a rebrand on their website and a new brand identity as they were moving their business cross-country. And so we sat down with Emily and walked her through brand building process, gathered information about where she's trying to go, asked and answered some of her questions, did research on the target clients that she was going to be reaching on the East Coast as she was moving, and understanding the growth trajectory of their business. With all that information in play, we built a brand identity that matched their new direction and the website to match that brand identity. And with this new website, they were able to start taking consultations and appointments directly through their website, reducing her and her office assistant's time on the phone fielding calls and asking common questions while on the phone. They also started to show and share more of their work that they were doing in the field through their website content and their social media content, which resulted in an uptick of local interest as they moved to the East Coast. So these are just two testimonials of clients that we have worked with using this same exact framework. Moving on, I know that we are well past time, so we are going to run through these last couple of slides. If you have any questions, please feel free to put them in the chat and we are going to get to those. So now, we've identified some of the reasons we don't create content consistently for our business or show up for ourselves or our businesses regularly, right? We've also discussed some of the reasons human attention is the most important and most expensive commodity in the world. And finally, we've walked through the content framework that we use: content, consumer, and communication, which obviously involves two more C's, copy and creative. And so now you might be saying, okay, I'm ready to start creating content consistently for my business. I'm ready to stop hiding my gifts and succumbing to fear, and I wanna start showing up for myself and for my business. And I want a proven strategy that works for me, and how can I do that? I am really glad that you have asked. You can do this on your own. You have all of the tools that you need to get started and to actually start building your book of business. Take the information from this webinar, apply it to your own current knowledge, add in a little bit of YouTube University, Google University, and you can absolutely come up with a simple content strategy that can work for your business. There is no secret about that. But how long will that take you to do? Is it in your zone of genius? Do you even have time to do it, right? It might be, and that is okay. But I want you to know that you can get started today, or you can ramp up what you started years or months ago and start seeing some results you should expect to receive. If you want someone to come alongside you as your partner and turbocharge your content strategy and execution, we've got you covered as well. there are three ways that you can work with us. Before we get into these three ways, if you have questions that are specific to your business, I do encourage you to book a consultation call, and we can walk through that plan that works for you together. Consultation is free for everybody, and the link to do that, I am going to put that in the chat right here. Feel free to grab this link out of the chat. And okay, someone has direct messaged me. Feel free to grab this link out of the chat and you can book a consultation call with me. Just pick a day and a time that will work best for you. So here are the three ways that you can work with me. The first way you can work with me is through a VIP working session. In a VIP working session, we will schedule one full day or two half days or a full week, 5 working days with 2 hours per day allotted, that is totally dedicated to developing a content marketing strategy based on your framework for you and your business. You will walk away from the VIP working session with a full brand audit, a full content strategy that you can execute in your business for the next 90 days. And that also includes content ideas checklists, platform analysis, what platforms you should be connecting on, a reporting checklist, and a distribution plan. Okay, that's the first way. The second way you can work through, the cost for that is $35.99. The second way you can work with me is through our 3-month content marketing package. We call this the goal package because in this package, you will receive a 60-minute strategy kickoff, a brand audit, a content marketing and distribution plan, and 90 days worth of content already written and designed specifically for your business that you can use as soon as you receive it. This is where you can copy and paste, right? It'll be content that's directly just for you. You don't have to worry about what content you're going to post. You don't have to worry about whether you're using the right hashtags or the right keywords. We will work together across 3 months to build a content schedule that aligns to your business goals and that you can start using immediately as soon as it's ready to go. The cost for that is $15.99 per month for 3 months. Okay, that's the second way. That's the goal content marketing package. The third and final way you can work with me is through our 12-month content marketing package. This is called the Platinum Package because you will get everything in gold every single month for the next 12 months. You will also get unlimited content support through text and email. You'll be able to text and email us any questions that you have. We will work with you across those 12 months to make sure that you are improving in your content production and your content reporting. You will get monthly reports and you will get recommendations every month for the next 12 months. Again, no more guessing what you have to post. You will get content that is directly created just for you, and it will help to ensure your content strategy is continuously working. Cost for that is $13.99 per month for 12 months. So if you know you want a dedicated partner by your side, this is the opportunity to work with me and my team. The links will be in the chat for you. I do highly recommend a consultation call. So that link is in the chat. Feel free to grab that. Let me know what date and time, select a day and time that works for you, and we can get you on the calendar. These prices that I'm giving you for these three services will be available until Tuesday, May 23rd. They're only available to people in this room. So do not share them with anyone else. And if people have not attended the webinar, they cannot get these prices. So all three links are in the chat. I believe we have another question. Let's see. What is the most effective way to create content? Is it blogs or 1-minute videos? Okay, Nimish asked this question. What's the most effective way to create content? Is it blogs or 1-minute videos? So that obviously is up to your ideal client. Who is your ideal client? Have you defined that yet? Right? Going back to the framework, what is your messaging? What's the client you're trying to reach? And then that helps to determine what platforms you should be on and what type of content you should be creating. So that's a more detailed question, Nimish. We can talk about that over a consultation. All right, moving on. I know some of you will have to go. This is our time for Q&A. Then we're going to get into a few giveaways at the end. So if you have any questions or anything else I can clarify for you, now is your time to come off mute and ask your question.
When I click the link, so it says $29.98 per month, but saying $2,998 per month.
Which link are you clicking?
The links that you just put in the chat, that link to Stripe.
Okay, so the subscription, you just select one subscription. It's either gold or platinum, and you can take the other one off. It depends on which one you want.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Cool. Any other questions? All right. So now it's time for my giveaways. I mentioned at the top of this presentation that there are going to be two special drawings at the end. We've reached the end now. We're well over time. And I want to do those drawings now. So I'm going to open up a new screen. Let me stop sharing and I'm going to open up a new screen here. All right. Are we able to see this screen? Yes. Okay. I think I've put everyone's names in this wheel that we're going to do for both of these drawings. The first drawing is going to be for a $25 gift card to a place of your choice. I am going to spin this wheel and we are going to see where it lands. All right, Carla. Is Carla on, actually? I don't know if she is on, but Carla is the winner of our $25 gift card. Congratulations. We have your email from your registration, so we will send, you will just need to let us know what place do you want your gift card to, and we will send you that gift card within 24 hours. All right, awesome. So we're gonna do this again, because we have a second prize. The second drawing is for a free 1 hour content marketing strategy session with me. Let me spin this. Kayla. Awesome. All right. So Kayla, you are the winner of our second prize. It's a free 1 hour content marketing strategy session. Just grab the consultation link that is in the chat and schedule a time that will work for you, and we will get that strategy session going. Okay. Thank you all for participating in my webinar and for staying until the end. As a token of my appreciation to each and every one of you for taking time out of your day to attend, every person on this call will receive a free copy of my book that is coming out in July. It is called ChatGPT for Content Marketing. It's a step-by-step guide for professional service company owners to creating content consistently. Again, it will be released in July. After this webinar is over, you will receive an email into your inbox where you'll get a form to fill out your mailing address. And once we receive that mailing address from you, we'll make sure that you get a printed copy directly sent to you. Okay, you'll also receive a survey. Like I said at the beginning, survey for feedback is important. So you're going to receive a survey where you can share your feedback about this webinar. It does definitely help us to improve for doing the next ones. So if there are no more questions, that is all for now. Thank you all for coming. I really do appreciate you. And I hope that you all have an awesome rest of your week.
Thank you. Great job. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Good session.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Danny.
If you still have, please do remember you can always book a consultation. So grab the link out of the chat, and I'm happy to answer any other questions. If not, then toodles.
Thanks, Danny. You're a rock star. You know you're a rock star.
Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, have a good day.
If this podcast has been helpful to you, share it with your friends, subscribe, and leave us a review. This is the only way we know we're growing in the podcast world. If you have questions about content strategy, marketing operations, social media, or digital marketing in general, send us an email to hashtagsandhabitspodcast@gmail.com, and I may just answer your question on an upcoming episode.